Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about why it is wrong for us to sever relations from our brothers in faith. You know, as you know, cutting one's relation off from one's relatives is one of the grave sins. And like, for example, if you have some relatives, your father, your mother, even your brother, your uncles, your cousins, these are all blood relations. It could also be relatives by through marriage, through law, and cutting one's relation off from these kind of people is a grave sin, and we all know this. This is something we all know, but also, cutting off relations with one's brothers in faith, any meaning with one's friends, this is also one of the sins, and we have been prohibited from doing so. If you have friends, right, it's not good to just all of a sudden cut, your relations off with them. Let's look at this beautiful hadith and let's see what Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says about this. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "A man who places his amity in the wrong place is bound to suffer abandonment." And Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "How awful it is to cut off relations after having maintained them, to turn away after brotherhood, and to have animosity after amity." Right? This is all that's something very prohibited and very wrong to do. Well, let's say that your friend or your brother or whoever it is, he does something to harm you. He does something bad to you. He tries to hurt you or whatever. And, it's not, in your best interest to continue your friendship with such a person. Can you completely cut off your friendship from him? Imam Ali alayhi salam alludes to the answer to this question where he says, "If you want to cut off relations with your brother, make sure to leave a place for him in your heart, so he could return to it one day if he so wishes." Meaning, if you want to break relations with somebody, for some reason, perhaps it's not in your best interest from a worldly or a spiritual point of view, you should always leave a door open. Perhaps if, things get better and, circumstances change and you want to reestablish, friendship with him, it's still possible to do so. Maybe not, completely sever your ties with the person, perhaps at a certain date, in a certain time, if circumstances change, you can, reconnect with the person, and leave where you left off. Perhaps it's for this reason that with respect to maintaining brotherhood and friendship, Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam said, "The best person is the one who maintains relations with the one who cuts him off." And Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Do not let your brother be stronger in his avoidance of you than you are in maintaining relations with him. And do not be stronger in your harm to him than in your kindness towards him." Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at cutting off relations with one's friends and brothers in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد